Chairman O'Dell?
Here.
Board Member Mann?
Here.
Board Member Hughes?
Here.
Board Member McDonald?
Here.
Board Member Rahlstrom?
Present.
Board Member Tompkins?
Just call it.
Present.
Have her check it for me while she's here.
Oh, but she's on her way.
Yeah, well, just tell her she doesn't have to drive fast.
Board Member Tompkins, can you please repeat yourself?
Here.
Okay. Board Member Cousineau. Board Member DePuz. Board Member Farrow. Board Member Kakashi. Board Member Mio. Chairman O'Dell, we have a quorum. If you'd like to continue, please.
Great. Thank you so much. Now we need to approve the July 28th meeting minutes. Are there any comments on the minutes? If there are no comments, like a motion to approve?
Motion to approve by Hughes.
Seconded by Rahlstrom.
Thank you. And do you want to call the roll on that, Leah, please?
Okay. Chairman O'Dell?
Yes.
Board Member Mann?
Yes.
Board Member Hughes?
Yes.
Board Member McDonald?
Here.
Board Member Rahlstrom?
Yes.
Board Member Tompkins?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes.
All right, thank you, Leah. The next item is public comment on the agenda items. If you could, Leah, if you could open it up.
Thank you, Chairman O'Dell. Before I do have one written comment, and so I'll read that off first, and then afterwards I'm going to ask Leah to admit anyone from the public if they have their hands raised for voice comments. So at this time, I'm going to read a comment from Mr. Brian Vosberg. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules to consider these items for our city in the Tifa district where I am a resident. I have a scheduling conflict tonight, so thank you for listening to my written comment. First, thank you to the board for considering bids for a parking study. I encourage that the scope includes not just the commercial areas, but the residential area needs as well. Please ensure that a robust civic engagement process is included in the parking study to ensure that the needs of business owners as well as residents is clearly understood and considered in the study. With that said, I'm going to turn it over to Leah that we are going to do voice public comment. You'll see a 3-minute timer that'll be on the screen and or it'll be 3 minutes. And we'll please ask to state your name and the city of residence. And I'll turn it over to Leah.
Okay, thank you, Director Seisland. I will need just 1 minute here to get the timer set up. I apologize for the delay. The first person in the queue list is Arthur. So what I'm going to do, Arthur, is I'm going to share my screen. Sorry, I'm having technical difficulties. So I'm going to ask you, Arthur, to please state your full name and city of residency for the record. If you can go ahead, please.
Sure. Thanks, Leah, and thank you, members of the Tifa District. My name's Arthur Mullen. I live on Wayburn Street within the Tifa District, and I wanted to direct my comments to the selection of a parking consultant this evening. A couple of concerns. One is that we have only one firm that pretty much specializes in parking and parking system management, which is Rich and Associates. I work for a planning firm. OHM and McKenna will have much less experience really thinking about a parking system. They can give you a general demand analysis. But they will not be able to really give us a better sense of what is a demand analysis at full build out, what would include, do we have an understanding of the impacts on the COVID-19? One thing we would also, I'd like to consider is how many parking studies have each of these firms completed in the last year. I think that will give us a good sense of how many people and how much experience they actually have. Again, I just wanted to, there is one other concern, I'm sorry, is that it's gonna be hard for you all to make a determination of apples to apples because there was not a specific scope of work that the city had asked for, so that we really had three firms trying to come up with their best guess of what we wanted. And I don't think that shows us the best opportunities. Right now with COVID-19, we definitely do not have a parking situation in the downtown or in the Tifa district. And so I would suggest that we proceed with caution and consider getting other firms who specialize in this, including Walker Consulting, which is another Michigan-based firm, WGI, which also acquired the firm, former Carl Walker Associates, who also focused primarily on parking. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Arthur, for your comments. We do have one more public comment. The comment comes from Mary. And so as soon as I have Leah share the screen here for the timer, we can go ahead and get started. So, oh, 1 second, I have a technical glitch here. Go figure, Windows update. Mary, so you can go ahead and get started, and please state your name and for the record. Thank you, Mary.
Okay, thanks, Nick. My name is Mary Rulo. I live in the 1400 block of Lake Point. I'd like to comment on two agenda items. With regard to item 6, the demolition of the Verdonk site, the bidder specifically excludes asbestos and hazardous materials abatement. This may be standard practice, but as nearby residents and taxpayers, we are entitled to know if such materials exist, who would be responsible for abatement, and at what cost before a bid award is made. It's my understanding that in a building of this age, lead paint and asbestos wrapped pipes should be expected. With regard to item 7, the parking study, I first want to be clear that these are my views and have not been vetted with the Lake Point neighbor group that sent the letter last month. In sum, I ask that you pump the brakes on awarding a parking study at this time for the following reasons. Number one, reading the three bids presents an apples-oranges comparison, as it appears there was not an RFP or scope of work. It is not clear exactly what they will be evaluating and producing, so how can the best bid be selected? Number two, given the resurgence of COVID and what looks to be a long period before social interaction will return to normal, any parking study should be delayed until it can accurately measure demand. Number three, what is and will be the coordination with the city's master plan? This should be fully fleshed out before a bid is awarded. MKSK, the firm that will lead the master plan effort, said in its proposal, and this is a quote, "We will also provide a general review of parking and potential actions based on our observations and parking management experience. Parenthesis, a more detailed parking assessment is listed as a potential additional or future service post COVID-19, close paren. Shouldn't we determine if it makes more sense to use the parking study funds in support of the detailed assessment MKSK mentions? I'd also note that they appear to acknowledge that doing a detailed assessment before the end of COVID is not a best practice. And just yesterday, Michigan's chief medical executive recommended takeout over indoor dining this fall or winter. Number four, to my knowledge, there's no downside to the city in allowing the existing home to remain on Lake Point. The occupied unit houses a senior couple on a limited income. The house should not be demoed until it's clear following a thorough process that there is no other course. Therefore, I ask that the TIFA resubmit an RFP or scope of work that takes into account a timeline that makes sense under COVID. But if you do move forward, I ask that you explicitly require the work contract to include a public engagement component. Two of the bidders mentioned it, but it should not be negotiated away in the interest of keeping the cost down. Thank you.
Thank you. That is the only last thing we have left in the queue for public comments. So Chairman Liddell, we can move to the COVID-19 Reopening Assistance Program and Social District update. So I will go ahead and provide an update to the board. Just gather my notes here.
Okay, thank you.
So before you, to the board members and to the public, as of October 19th, we received 12 letters of interest requesting funding, and 10 of those businesses have been awarded funds. Two of the applicants were not awarded funding because the applications did not meet the program requirements. And the following businesses I can read off real quick were Seller 313, Grosse Pointe Animal Clinic, Marge's Bar, O'Flaherty's, Sweeties, The Charlevoix, Excalibur, Rustic Cabins, Cornwall, and Brick's Pizzeria have been awarded. Out of the $50,000 that was budgeted by the TIFA, $22,000 has not been awarded yet. So all open grants will need to be closed out by the end of this month, and the program will still continue for the rest of the year. An update for the GPP Social District. This is the program that was passed by City Council that allows the Grosse Pointe City of Grosse Pointe Park to have a social district that will allow for those businesses that have certain requirements to be able to take cups out, walk the sidewalks and such to different establishments within the commons area. This was opened on September 18th. Temporary signage has been installed and city admin is currently working with the finalists of the design to finalize a logo design and a more permanent signage. Once the logo design is finalized, we'll have that installed. Four businesses at this time have applied for and received the social district permit through the Michigan Liquor Control Commission. Those businesses that you can visit are O'Flaherty's, Brick's Pizzeria, Red Crown, and Rustic Cabins. And we do have a list of the participating businesses on the city website, along with the commons area and social district with simple rules and such on where you can go. Chairman O'Dell, that's my update regarding the COVID program and social district.
Okay, the next item is the approval of the demolition contractor. And I'm wondering, Nick, if you could go over the scope of the demolition and address some of the issues that Mary presented about both asbestos and lead paint.
Thank you, Chairman O'Dell. So before us tonight, the City of Grosse Pointe Park received the following quotes for a building and house demo for the DPW site, building site prep for a formal advertisement on BidNet. The one we did receive was from Inner City Contracting for $81,950. The city did receive three additional bids that were determined to be incomplete for not following the bid instructions. And as part of that scope of the project, 1480 Wayburn is a cost of $14,000. The Verdunks building of 1503246 Mac is $64,000 with an environmental assessment of both locations of $3,750. And the environmental assessment will actually take a look and address those buildings if there's any asbestos or anything to remove. After that point, talking with the contractor, they will then let us know what the cost is for that abatement. And we will go ahead, with a price from them and go ahead for abatement. So with that said, I would like to ask the board to consider the bid from Inner City Contracting for $81,950 for the demolition of the Verdunks building in the home of 1480 Wayburn.
City Manager Seisland, this is John Hughes. One question or one confirmation.
Yes, sir.
It looks like the bid does have a provision for the environmental assessment. which will be determined once it's completed, and then it'll be addressed. It will be addressed as a part of the process, correct?
That is correct.
Thank you very much.
Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second. Is there any further comments? If not, then Leah, if you could call the roll.
Chairman O'Dell?
Yes.
Board Member Mann?
Yes.
Board Member Hughes?
Yes.
Board Member McDonald?
Yes.
Board Member Rahlstrom?
Yes.
Board Member Tompkins? Board Member Tompkins? Chairman O'Dell, it appears that Board Member Tompkins has dropped off the call. And at this time, we only have 5 board members on the call.
Oh, okay. Can we see if we get a hold of him? He might just be having some technical difficulties. You know if he called in with his phone or on the computer?
He called in using his cell phone, so my assumption is that he is experiencing a service issue.
Okay.
While we wait, I would like to confirm that that motion was made by Board Member Hughes.
Yes, it was.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, what we can do is we can go ahead and move to the consideration of parking study bids and talk about that. And then because we didn't have a quorum for a motion, we'll have to go back and do a revote on the demolition contractor. So with that said, I'm going to discuss the parking study. And so before the TIFA board discussed previously that that we were in need of a parking study, that this would take a look at the residential and the commercial districts of the TIFA, which include Mack, Charlevoix, and Kercheval. And so we decided that we should look for a parking study. And so the city administration went out on direct solicitation to 3 contractors. Of those 3 are Rich & Associates, McKenna, and OHM Advisors. Before I get started on everything else, Chairman O'Dell, did you have comments regarding the parking study?
Well, I know Mary had some concerns, so if you could give us a background on the company that was the low bidder, OHM Advisors, at $18,300, and why they would be the best choice to do it, not just for cost, but their background.
Okay, thank you, Chairman O'Dell. So real quick, based on what was provided to us, OHM includes the proposal for the following work, which is inventory of parking available by block throughout the district, including on-street and off-street and public parking. They will also identify parking where signage and marking needs to be addressed, like it is too light, et cetera, that we need replacement of those. They will gather parking demand by hour in a 10-hour time span for a weekday, like a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, and a Saturday block by block. They will inventory demand block by block with blocks at higher than 90% noted. In addition to the summary of the current supply and demand, they will include recommendations of where the city can consider adding additional parking. Includes a kickoff meeting with staff and weekly updates. However, there is no public outreach. Project would be completed in 21 days, and they also came in at the low bid. All these proposals, all of them, had a parking supply and demand for both commercial and residential. None of these analysis included the alleys. Both McKenna and OHM advisors understand that the district is built out. McKenna and Rich and Associates includes public meetings in their proposal of civic engagement. They were the only ones to do so and not OHM advisors. And McKenna provides a certain drone technology, an online survey, two open house and a digital analysis of conditions. If we were to dial back on their public engagement and use traditional existing analysis and supply and demand, the proposal would cost us between $18,000 to $23,000, which is similar to OHM advisors. However, my recommendation to the board for consideration and approval would be OHM advisors for the low bid of $18,300. And so with that said, I'll be happy to answer from the board any questions.
City Manager Seisland, this is John Hughes' question about OHM. Has OHM done other studies for the city, and are they familiar with the district?
Yes, they have done previous work for the city. They do our water and sewer work in the community. They are also working on us with grants right now, especially with drinking water being such an important issue. And so they have done work for the city, and they do know the community well. And they're actually working on right now our current road paving projects throughout the community. And so they're out there watching the contractor Cadillac to ensure quality standards.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Tompkins is here now, so we're going to revote the demolition again. And everybody's going to vote now. So, Leah, if you could call the roll.
Thank you, Chairman O'Dell. So, before I continue, Board Member Tompkins, I see that you have your hand raised, and I'm asking you to unmute. Can you just speak for me?
Yes, I'm here now.
Okay, great. So we're just going to do the revote really quick on the motion to approve the demolition contractor. So Chairman O'Dell?
Yes.
Board Member Mann?
Yes.
Board Member Hughes?
Yes.
Board Member McDonald?
Yes.
Board Member Rahlstrom?
Yes.
And Board Member Tompkins?
Yes.
Clearly.
Okay. The motion carries. Chairman O'Dell, if you would like to continue the discussion on the parking study.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on the parking study?
This is Joe Tompkins. I have a comment.
Yeah. Sure, Joe.
Thank you. The problem I have with the OHM study, and I don't have right in front of me the two names. See the Burr, what's the other one? Rich and Associates. I think they all need a content that actually surveys the people and does more than just analyzes the current situation. As I understand, the OHM study is basically going to go around and determine how many spaces are available at any given time of the day. They actually talk about a certain number of hours they plan on doing that. So that under the COVID situation, I'm not sure how we're determining what is the reality usage that we're going to have and hopefully within 12 or 18 months. And I think they all plan on doing to some extent that method, but the other two people expressed that they would also be having some content, which as I understand it, is going to be surveying people in some manner. Which I think that part needs to be further, what is that method going to be? So I think we need a little more interaction with the other two people, and maybe OHM can also do that. They just happen to only give us the low ball price to just count parking places. Thank you.
I know I would ask anybody in the community that has concerns or suggestions to please submit them to the city manager, who would then distribute them to all the TIFA members. Nick, do you have any comments on Joe's suggestions?
Yes, so certainly what I could do, Board Member Tompkins, is that I could talk with OHM advisors. I believe in front of their proposal, Oh, that's actually McKenna. But what I could do is I could ask OHM advisors maybe to attend a public meeting and just discuss this project further. And we could advertise too through social media and the city website. Certainly, if there's any comments or concerns regarding parking, that we could add those as part of OHM's discussion. Otherwise, if we're looking for a civic public engagement process, the McKenna and the Rich and Associates would be the bids that we would want to consider if we're really looking for that. So I'll defer to the board what they would like to do.
City Manager John Hughes, once again. I think it's reasonable to give OHM an opportunity to provide that type of content in their bid, especially seeing as they're very familiar with the city. And if there was an engagement process involved, I guess I would expect that not only would it be designed to collect feedback from the residents, but also collect feedback from the businesses so that the feedback is comprehended for both situations or the different types of needs.
Okay.
Thank you.
If the board would like, we could just adjourn this until the next meeting. That would give us time to talk to OHM and see if there would be any what adjustments in the pricing that would be to include this. So if that's all right with everyone, we'll just move this to the next meeting. Okay.
Chairman O'Dell, I'm sorry. Joe Tompkins has his hand raised again. So Joe, I'm asking you to unmute yourself again. Sorry, I think I just muted you.
Okay, Joe.
Yeah. Joe, try and hit star six on your phone.
Okay. Am I?
We can hear you.
Yeah.
Joe, can you hear us?
Hello.
Hi, Joe. Hello. We can hear you.
You can hear me. Okay. I'm sorry. All right. Start over again. I spoke at length to both of the two of the proposal people. I did not speak to OHM, but it's clear from OHM's proposal that they're planning on mostly literally a survey of the available spaces at given times of the day, and that's why they're. Yeah. That's why they're so inexpensive.
The cameras are all turned on.
Hello. Am I still being heard?
Okay.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I think their proposal is inexpensive because what they plan on doing is to strictly do a physical survey at various times of the day of the parking need. And that's the extent of their survey. The other two people, It's not clear that the one person, let's see, the Rich and Associates, I didn't get the impression we're planning on doing any kind of a physical survey during like business hours. The second one, McKenna, said that they would be doing both a physical inspection at some times using drone technology, I think, and that they would also have a they would be sending out surveys. So there clearly is a difference in what each of these companies plan on doing. So there's no apples to, it's apples to oranges. We don't really know what they intend to do. My suggestion would be to delay it, but I also think there needs to be some TIFA board component to understanding what's going on here. I think some of us should be involved in discussing with these people prior to a more expansive proposal of what we're actually going to be getting. Thank you.
Okay, well, we're definitely putting this off to at least the next meeting, maybe further on down the road, if depending on, if we can get it all done. So
excuse me, Chairman O'Dell.
Yes.
This is the city attorney. If I could, I think probably the most effective way to do this would be a motion to table the agenda item.
Okay. Thank you.
You make the motion second, just like we normally would, and then we can table it until we receive the answers that have been discussed today.
Okay, I so move. Is there a second?
Joe Tompkins seconds.
Thank you. Leah, if you could call the roll.
Chairman O'Dell?
Yes.
Board Member Mann?
Yes.
Board Member Hughes?
Yes.
Board Member McDonald?
Yes.
Board Member Rahlstrom?
Yes.
Board Member Tompkins?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is setting our informational meeting date. Now, we've got open November 19th, 23rd, and 24th. So if the members would like to say what days they are available or not available. Are there any dates that anyone's not available? Is everybody available for all those dates?
Hughes is good for all three.
Hello? Okay. Nick, do you have any comments on?
Yeah, let's, you know what, let's do a roll call real quick, and I'll ask each member if they can do the 19th, 23rd, or 24th. So I believe, was that John Hughes that just said he could do all three?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Pat Mann, could you do the 19th, 23rd, or 24th?
Yes.
Okay, Chairman O'Dell, could you do any of those dates?
Any of those dates are fine with me.
Tom McDonald, could you have any of those dates?
Yes.
Kurt Rahlstrom, could you do any of those dates?
Absolutely.
And Joe Tompkins, could you do any of those dates?
Are we assuming that this will also be a Zoom meeting?
More than likely, this is going to be a Zoom meeting. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm available for all of them. If it's a Zoom meeting, I'm available for none of them. If it's a in-person meeting.
I'm afraid it's going to have to be a Zoom meeting since COVID's just not going to go away that fast.
I tend to agree with you.
Okay. Yeah. And part of why this is being scheduled here tonight as well for those dates is that as part of the Act 57 of 2018, which is the Tax Increment Finance Authority law, you have to set informational hearings that actually go out to the taxing jurisdictions that we receive our tax recapture, and that requires a two-week notice to those taxing jurisdictions.
Okay. Well, if there's no objection, let's just go with the 23rd. Do we need to do a roll call on that?
City Attorney, do we need to do a roll call on that?
All right, just unmuting. No, I don't believe we need to vote on the 23rd. Everybody's available on that date, and we can set the meeting.
Okay.
Our next meeting will be on November 23rd of 2020. The next item is new and old business. Does anyone have any new or old business?
Chairman O'Dell, before we move on to new and old business, can you confirm time for me as well? Are we doing 7 o'clock? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Well, now we'll move on to new and old business. Are there any new or old items that anyone would like to bring up?
Yeah.
If not, then we'll move on to the public comment for non-agenda items.
Chairman O'Dell, Joe Tompkins.
Yes. Yes,
I can't figure out how to unmute my phone all the time. So as part of the previous request to discuss things, I do think that we should have some TIFA board member involvement in the parking study. I think we need to sort of lay out what it is we're trying to get from the parking people. And have a consistent proposal made. so okay. that we have a list of what it is we're looking for, so that we can have a costing that we know. And because my guess is to get what we really want is going to be more in the $30,000 to $40,000 range, not in the $20,000 range.
Okay, Joe. If you want, I'd be glad to have you involved with it, and I'll certainly be involved with it too.
Well, I'm not proposing myself. I mean, I'm happy to do it. I'm not trying to take a leadership role in this area, but I do think we need to have some, you know, it's our board. What? We need to be in charge of it. We need to know what's going
on. Okay, why don't you email either myself or Nick your suggestions of what's needed, and I'll work with Nick and the contractor too. And if anybody else wants to join us from the board or from the community, that would be fine too.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Now we'll move on to the public comments of non-agenda items. Do we have anyone, Leah?
Chairman O'Dell, I have one public comment at this time. So honestly, Mary, I'm not going to try to share my screen and timer with you because it froze up my computer last time. So I'm just going to give you a warning when you get close to 3 minutes. So I'm going to ask you to reintroduce yourself and state your city of residency. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Leah. No problem. This will take 10 seconds. I want to thank you, Mr. Chairman, for including the public. And I would like to volunteer to be on part of whatever the committee this is that's going to be looking at the scope of work. And perhaps there's others. We do have some experts among our midst in terms of the residents here in the TIFA, Mr. Mullen being one, and I think there are others. So please count me in. And thank you for thinking of us.
Okay. Well, thank you for your comments. Do we have anyone else?
Chairman O'Dell, I have no other public comment at this time.
If that's the case, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. I so move. Is there a second? I need a second to adjourn, please.
Okay.
I think there was a yes in there.
Yes.
Yes.
I think that was board member Rahlstrom.
Okay, I guess this meeting is adjourned now.
We got to call a roll.
Okay.
Chairman O'Dell.
Yes.
Board member Mann.
Yes.
Board member Hughes.
Yes.
Board member McDonald.
Yes.
Board member Rahlstrom.
Yes.
Board member Tompkins.
Yes.
Motion carries, Chairman O'Dell.
This meeting is adjourned. Thank you so much, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.